Thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. The Archdiocese of Baltimore has posted a live feed from the Vatican as cardinals take part in the conclave process to elect the next pope. The Archdiocese website also has informational articles and explanations about the process, the voting, and smoke times. When a pope is elected, the ballots are immediately burned and white smoke will rise from a chimney in the Sistine Chapel. When the voting has been inconclusive, the ballots are burned to produce black smoke. A Lothian man is being charged with reckless endangerment for firing gunshots into a wooded area near several homes. Anne Arundel County Police say a witness told officers they saw Christopher Jones fire a round from a black and gold rifle before walking into the wooded area on Bobcat Court. When officers checked the area, they heard yelling behind a home and the sound of a firearm slide being racked. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Charlie Morton wasn't great last night, but he certainly wasn't the problem, as the Birds offense sputtered once again in a 5-2 loss to the Twins. Baltimore with 10 hits, a lot of traffic, as they say, but couldn't move him along. 6 left on, 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Here's manager Brandon Hyde.
We didn't get a clutch hit in the big spot, but just not getting the big hit, not getting the 3-run homer or the 2-run homer like they got.
As far as Morton is concerned, done in by one pitch.
Oh. And Buxton unloads high and deep to left field. Back it goes towards the second deck and gone.
After the game, Morton was at a loss.
That curveball I threw, it just hung up. I mean, I don't know what that was.
Let's hope Dean Kramer knows what he's throwing today at 110 as the Birds try to halt their 4-game losing streak with some daytime baseball. Big trade in the NFL yesterday. The Steelers, tired of the moodiness and immaturity of wide receiver George Pickens, dealt him to a team that'll put up with it, and that is the Dallas Cowboys, for a 3rd-round pick next year. Coming up in 30 minutes, could the NFL draft be coming to Baltimore? And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
You could run into some rain later today, a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder. 82 the high today. Tomorrow, clouds and showers and cool temperatures, 68. The weekend, lots of sunshine. 74 at the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 57 degrees in Westminster, 67 in Easton, and 64 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday to all of you. That's right. It's already Thursday. These days, you know, the days fly by. How do you feel about it, Brian, the producer? You think they fly by? When you get older, that's what happens. When you're young, they don't fly by at all, at all. Well, good morning to all of you. I hope your day is getting started off right. If you heard there during the morning drive tease, we do. We have Isabel coming. She is the Inspector General in Baltimore City, and she's coming live in studio. I'm super excited about this. I haven't spoken a whole lot about the scandalous situation surrounding DPW. And I call it scandalous because there are just so many things wrong with DPW. And the fact that Isabel Cumming, the IG, the fact that she had an investigation that was completed and showed everyone in power, right? The DPW agency, you know, the higher ups there, obviously city council, the mayor, everybody knew because of her investigation that there were poor working conditions at DPW, and quite literally, no one did anything about it. And not too long after that, Ronald Silver, a DPW employee, died on the job from heat exhaustion. And this was part of her report, believe it or not. So she's going to join us at 10 a.m. We're going to talk about DPW. We're also going to talk about some of the investigations that she's had in the recent years, because obviously she's been working very hard. And it seems to me that, honestly, when you're looking at Mayor Scott's administration, I will say it doesn't seem like she's getting a whole lot of pushback doing these investigations. But I will ask her, because you never know what goes on behind the scenes. You never know. We do have a lot to talk about today. We are going to talk about the Real ID, because it did go into effect. And you had reporters at BWI yesterday just kind of seeing how everything went. And that's the question of the day, believe it or not. I'm going to give it to you now at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And the question is, do you think Real ID will lead to voter ID? Do you think that is perhaps why they did this and pushed it? Because there was a few Republicans, I would say notable Republicans, on social media that were not very happy when Secretary Kristi Noem announced that on May 7th, you would have to have either the Real ID with that little star in the right-hand corner or your passport to be able to fly in the U.S. And there were, like I said, notable Republicans like Dana Loesch. There were a lot of people that were upset with this decision, and they were noting that's because you had Joe Biden and Barack Obama both kind of put the Real ID mandate on the back burner. And of course, there were a lot of Republicans and Libertarians and even Independents that were saying this just feels like Big Brother. But then there are some, and some of you did call in the show when we talked about the Real ID. I guess that was 2 weeks ago coming into play. There are some that were wondering if this is going to lead to voter ID, because, you know, now you're expecting everybody to have this updated driver's license or, you know, state issued ID, right? With that, they can no longer, I say they, the Democrats can no longer say that Blacks, Hispanics, minorities in general will have a hard time obtaining an ID, because you quite literally need an ID for everything. And now you need a certain updated ID, which means that you've gotten it in the recent days, right? At least in the recent years, because you need that ID, that would just go ahead and prove again that there is no issue when obtaining an ID. So we're going to talk about that coming up here at 9:30. I first wanted to dive in to the calls for an investigation into DJS. I mean, we've been talking about juvenile crime for quite some time. We're kind of really back in this position that we were in at this time last year. Many people were calling on, you know, the Maryland delegation to open an investigation and to open or call for a special session. And they just refused to do it. Governor Moore refused to do it. Governor Moore seems to be still refusing to acknowledge the fact that Secretary Vincent Schiraldi is a problem. And we're, like I said, back in the same situation where juveniles are out of control. It's only going to get worse as soon as they, you know, let school out, even though a lot of these kids aren't going to school anyway. But, you know, I really would love to know why it seems that Vincent Schiraldi is able to just kind of continue to just skate on this ice, right? Nobody's really holding his feet to the fire. Well, I think about this, and then I also think about people like Sheriff DeWeese, right? There are many sheriffs, there are many prosecutors, state's attorneys, you name it, across the state that are saying that there is a serious issue, there is a serious problem, and it's not being handled adequately. And people are getting very upset. I mean, could you imagine being a police officer? And again, shout out to all of our first responders for everything that you do. But I can't imagine being an officer arresting a juvenile for carjacking someone at gunpoint and then arresting that same juvenile not even 3 days later for carjacking somebody at gunpoint. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening. I want you to take a listen to what Sheriff DeWeese in Carroll County, what he had to say to Mackenzie Frost on Fox 45.
But it didn't shock me that the secretary didn't take responsibility. In his typical fashion, he defers it to the previous administration. He's been there for almost 3 years. It's time to take responsibility for the inactions of the audit. He knew all that existed. I mean, when he starts talking to you, he'll tell you that these things were deficient, but he never really put plans together to stop it. And that's just a systemic issue within all of DJS. The audit is just the tip of the iceberg for that organization. It's a horribly mismanaged part of state government. I think the whole thing's just a mess that really somebody needs to investigate. I'm not sure where the Attorney General is on this, mm-hmm. but he should probably stop suing the Trump administration and start looking at DJS and what goes on in state government.
And that is when they were really talking about the audit that came out that we discussed yesterday as well. And that is the ACL monitoring system does not work. And there are certain jurisdictions that are doing whatever the heck they want in those situations. And then on top of it, there were some people that were hired at DJS that have some shady criminal activity on their background. And, you know, with all of these things coming forward, you're not hearing from the Secretary of Vincent Schiraldi, and you're not hearing from Governor Wes Moore. Yet those are the two people we should be hearing from. I also asked yesterday when I was on Fox 45 in the morning, I asked, you know, why didn't Vincent Schiraldi bring any of this up? And as far as the ACL monitoring system, when he was in Annapolis before both the Senate and the House of Delegates, he never mentioned any of this. And as we recalled, he definitely mentioned something that no one else across the state has said. And that is, he's saying that there aren't all these violent repeat offenders when it comes to juveniles. Meanwhile, absolutely everyone else in the system, right, whether it's the prosecutors, the police, the state's attorneys, the public defenders, the judges, everybody else is saying, no, these are repeat offenders. It's the same kids every single time. When they get even more kids involved, it's because those kids have recruited another kid that has realized that they're getting away with all of these things, or they were recruited by a gang member that realize that they can get away with these things and carry out what they want to do, you know, as far as whether it's the drugs, you know, the guns, the stealing of the cars and the smashing of the windows. I'm sure there's a lot of people behind a lot of the things that you see. And I like the fact that Sheriff DeWeese mentioned the AG in this situation, Anthony Brown, because he is going after President Trump time and time again. Many of us did not vote for that. I would even go out on a limb here, and I would say even the Democrats that voted for Attorney General Anthony Brown, I don't know if they realized or thought that he would be, you know, as unproductive as Brian Frosch, right? I mean, Brian Frosch, the former AG, he spent all of his time going after President Trump, all of his time, all of his resources, absolutely everything, right, for years. AG Anthony Brown seems to be picking up the baton and doing the same thing. Meanwhile, there were many Democrats that were saying that the crime and the violence and the drugs and illegal immigration is out of control. There are Democrats in Maryland that will tell you that. And so then you go back to the situation where it's like, okay, you know, where are we focused? And if you can't focus on the task at hand, which is, again, many people saying juvenile crime, you know, is this something else that the voters would look at and say, you know, We do have elections coming up here shortly. Maybe, just maybe, I should consider voting differently. Could they possibly say that? Now, I know many of you would say, Cam, no, you got too many vote no matter blue, no matter whose. And, you know, that, of course, that is an issue. But I do wonder now that this seems to be the case, knowing that all of our tax dollars, number one, is paying Anthony Agee's salary. But number two, we're also paying for these lawsuits, you know, that are affecting the Trump administration. I don't want to pay for this. I don't think many of you want to pay for this, no matter which side of the aisle you sit on. I did go over to Agee Anthony Brown's X feed yesterday just to kind of see what he was talking about, to see if he was focused on any of these issues. This was his last post 15 hours ago. It says the Trump administration is unlawfully blocking $49 million in federal funding meant to expand Maryland's electric vehicle charging network. Anthony Brown says, I joined a coalition of 20 attorney generals to protect the future of clean transportation in our state. Maryland families deserve access to cleaner air, lower emissions, and the infrastructure to make electric vehicles a real option. That is what the AG is currently focused on. Climate change and Trump. Unbelievable, right? Not shocking. Not shocking. But as a taxpayer, you know, whether you are a Democrat or not, is this where you're really focused? It's like he's still repeating these talking points that I would say had both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris losing in a landslide. They're still doing this here in Maryland. And I do believe that there are a lot of Democrats in Maryland that believe they're untouchable. And I love the fact that they feel that way. Because I think there are going to be some that will be primaried here in 2026. And I think that we will truly flip some seats in Maryland. And I'm talking in local jurisdictions and even on the state level. Like I said yesterday, if we could flip Neil Parrott's seat, that would be amazing. I guess now it's April Delaney. You know what? I refuse to say it's April April Delaney's seat. But the congressional seat there in District 6. Before that post, just so you know, AG Anthony Brown, he talked about visiting the Conowingo Dam to learn more about its operations, the clean energy it produces, and the environmental work underway by our partners at the Maryland Department of Environment and Department of Natural Resources. So this is where Anthony Brown's focus is, the Trump administration and climate change. Is that what you were looking for? Is that what you voted for? What you voted for Anthony Brown? Did you believe that he was basically just going to sit there and not really pay attention to all of the crime and violence across the state? Now, I will say that he was listed on a couple of the arrests when it came to some of the drug cartels. I will say that he was listed on some of those, and his office did work a bit on those cases. But other than that, if you go to his social media posts, it really is all about Trump and climate change. So, again, I'm glad that Sheriff DeWeese called him out on that. Does that mean that anybody's going to do anything about it? Most likely not. But at least it's been called out and it is out there. And hopefully people put this on their radar. I'll even say that the post before that one, just so you know, for AG Anthony Brown. He says, we won a major victory in court blocking the Trump administration's unlawful attempt to dismantle federal agencies that support Maryland's libraries, small businesses, workers, and museums. These programs are lifelines for families, entrepreneurs, and communities across our state. We are fighting to keep them intact and ensure Marylanders continue to get the support they deserve. Again, it's about Trump. I just can't believe that anybody voted for this. Seeing the crime and violence, if you're watching the interviews, there are many Democrats, I think I told you this, on Instagram that have come forward and have talked about how they're tired of the juveniles committing crime. And so this is going on and on and on. I got a text here from John. John said, hold parents 100% responsible for their children. The state can't be a parent. If a parent is parenting, no more public safety net program money. Hold the responsible adults responsible. I am tired of paying for deadbeats and their offspring. And that is what we're doing. I even noted before, and there were some people that weren't too happy about the comment, but when the police engage a lot of these juveniles, right, whether it's a female officer or a male officer, I mean, they really are stepping in essentially as like a baby daddy. That's what they're doing. Because a lot of these kids really just need discipline. They really just need somebody to yank them up by the collar and ask them what the heck are they doing, and then right, and to do something about it. That's what they need. And it's sad that our first responders, you're saying there, John, you know, our government is not apparent. I don't think that our law enforcement is apparent, but that's what they are out there on many days. Wasting resources being a baby daddy. Look, I'm over it too. All right, coming up next, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. You can always text me on the text line. Just download the WCBM app. It is free in the App Store. I did want to mention this. Did you know that a spacecraft might actually hit Earth this weekend? Did you know that? I didn't know that. Now, some people are saying it's nothing to worry about, but I just wanted to kind of make sure it's out there and that you knew that it was on its way. We'll discuss that in the Real ID coming up next.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to details. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning to you. Got a great text here from Mel. Mel said, hey, Kim, if the Democrats were serious about climate change, we wouldn't have hundreds of thousands of historic registered vehicles on our roads, no emissions tests, and minimal insurance with no safety inspections. These guys are not serious at all. Mel, yeah, they really are not that serious. This is just something that they like to use. And that's why I point this out with AG Anthony Brown. Like, he's talking about climate change, but it's kind of like one of those topics where you can discuss it and you won't get a ton of pushback. And then those on the left will just be like, oh, look at him doing something about the environment. That's so nice. You know, so like he'll get a little bit of a pat on the back, too, from those on the left. And so that's why it's like a safe topic for them to discuss. But we have real issues and real priorities. And yet he's ignoring them. He's ignoring all of them. All right. Before the break, I said that there is a spacecraft on its way. You probably already know about this because you guys know more about all of these things than I do. I really do. Like when we were talking about a couple of different things, whether it's, you know, the ships, whether it is, remember we were talking about aliens there for a little bit. And, and then, of course, even when we were talking about that awful aircraft collision there at Reagan National Airport, many of you called in and texted in. It was like, well, here's what happened. Here's why that happened. So you guys are probably very familiar with Cosmos 482 and the fact that this spacecraft might actually hit Earth over the weekend. Now, how much of that spacecraft is actually of substance, I don't know. But I have a little bit of sound here for you. Take a listen.
For 53 years, Cosmos 482, a Soviet relic from a failed Venus mission, has orbited Earth. Now, driven by atmospheric drag, it's hurtling back into our atmosphere between May 8th and 14th, with best estimates being the 11th. Parts of this Cold War spacecraft might survive its fiery descent because, you guessed it was meant to land on the hellscape that is Venus.
All right, there it is. I felt like he was almost talking about aliens right there, right? I love it. I absolutely love it. But we could have an eventful Mother's Day. Truly. Look, they don't know. I would think scientists, they would know, right? They would know. We've got so much technology today. And one thing you could say about our country, well, there's a couple good things you could say about America, obviously. But when it comes to our space programs and when it comes to what we do in regards to space, I would think that if this was truly a concern, they would be raising the alarm and they would know for sure. But how interesting is it to think that this random space, well, a piece of a spacecraft could actually hit somewhere here in the U.S. or not the U.S., the world, I should say. I would think that, you know, if there really is anything left over, it's going to be very, very small and it would most likely hit water, right? It probably wouldn't hit anything else. But I just thought it was cool to mention it. And the things like that, I think, are interesting. 53 years ago, that went up. 53 years ago. That is interesting. It is. I also wanted to bring some other interesting but sad news to you. You know, I don't know how many of you know Three Doors Down. I know who Three Doors Down is because when I was, I would say that was my late teen years when Three Doors Down was pretty popular and had all these great songs out. Well, Brad Arnold had a message for everyone yesterday, and he is the front man. Take a listen.
Hey, everybody. It's Brad from Three Doors Down. I hope you're having a great day today. Got some not-so-good news for you today. And so I'd been sick a couple of weeks ago and then went to the hospital and got a guy checked out and had actually got the diagnosis that I had a clear cell renal carcinoma that had metastasized into my lungs. And that's it's stage four, and that's not real good. But you know what? We serve a mighty God, and He can overcome anything. So I have no fear. I really sincerely am not scared of it at all. But it is gonna force us to cancel our tour this summer, and we're sorry for that. And I'd love for you to lift me up in prayer every chance you get, and. I think it's time for me to maybe go listen to not my time a little bit, right? Thank you guys so much. God loves you. We love you. See you.
All right. And that's just another note to make sure you go get checked out. If you heard there, Brad Arnold, the frontman for Three Doors Down, has stage four cancer. So they're canceling their tour. And as you heard, as he was slurring his words there in that video, you know, he said he felt sick. He felt sick for a few weeks, and then that's what prompted him to go to the doctor, and that's how he found out he had stage four cancer. So please, lift him up in your prayers. Such sad news. Ugh, I hate hearing things like that. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about the real ID.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A big announcement from President Trump today that there's been a trade agreement achieved with the United Kingdom. President Trump also said that there will be a full and comprehensive agreement. It's a major political victory for him, given the fact that he's been criticizing U.S. trade allies, including the U.K., for taking advantage of overly generous U.S. trade policies. The president also confirmed yesterday that talks will be held this week between the U.S. and China. Mr. Trump spoke with the Salem Radio Network about that meeting. He says a get-together in Switzerland could offer an opportunity for both sides to dial down some of the currently high intense rhetoric. Bill Gates says he'll be donating 99% of his remaining tech fortune to the Gates Foundation. Today, that would be worth an estimated $107 billion. On Wall Street at the open, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by about 200 points. This is SRN News.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, 800 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it'll be up to Dean Kramer this afternoon to stem the tide for the Birds as they take on the Twins at 1:10 p.m. O's losing their fourth in a row last night, 5-2 to Minnesota. Despite 10 hits, struggles continued at the plate in situational hitting. Problem, according to Brandon Hyde.
It's been going on for a while. If you just look at our offensive numbers, it's got a lot of guys struggling or not being where they hope they'd be.
Well, all right, let's take a look. Kerstad, 222. O'Neill, 215. Rutschman, 212. Mountcastle, 205. I think you get the picture. Caps try to even their series against the Hurricanes tonight in D.C. Game 2 of the conference semifinal. Head coach Spencer Carberry says they weren't surprised by Carolina in Game 1.
They're the most predictable team in the National Hockey League out of all 32 teams. I think you could ask any coach in this league, as you know exactly what you're going to get. It's the easiest pre-scout. That's not meant disrespectfully.
The Canes were just too much, controlling pace from puck drop. Game 2 tonight at 7 p.m. With D.C. being announced as the host of the 2027 NFL Draft, the question is, what about Baltimore? Does it have a plan? Well, with the Ravens making major renovations at M&T Bank Stadium over the next 2 years, the answer is yes. Maryland Stadium Authority Vice President Terry Hausstein saying the state looking at the possibility of hosting the draft for 2029, 30, or 31. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's official. A new Pimlico is on the way. And that is Stein on Sports.
There is some rain on the way, but the payoff is a gorgeous weekend, just in time for Mother's Day. A little bit of rain today, a few showers, some thunder this afternoon, 82 the high today. Showers, some storms overnight. Tomorrow, more showers, cooler 68, and then sunny and mild Saturday, 74 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Is your home ready for the season ahead? At Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, we've been keeping Maryland comfortable for over 32 years. From boilers to ductless mini splits, repairs, replacements, and custom ductwork, we do it all. We offer a $69 AC checkup. Also, right now, mention WCBM and get $500 off a brand new heating or air conditioning system. Call us today at 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. We're licensed, insured, and proud to hold a BBB A+ rating. Metropolitan Plumbing, where comfort meets craftsmanship.
Come into your local AAA Car Care Center and get a $39.99 full synthetic oil change, plus a free tire rotation, only at AAA Car Care Centers. And on the plus side, AAA members have more. Restrictions apply. Offer ends May 31st. See store for details.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, don't forget Isabel Cumming, the OIG in Baltimore City. She'll be here at the top of the hour, so you won't want to go anywhere. Also, if you have a question, please feel free to text it through the app so we can come here live in studio and I can ask that question. I know Sean Casey has a question on how these investigations began and how do you prioritize them. I mean, it's got to be tough. I mean, we're talking about Baltimore City, where corruption runs rampant. So we'll talk to Isabel coming about that. I'm very excited that she even, suggested coming here and doing it live. I was just happy having her on the phone. The fact that she's coming in is amazing. But I think it also speaks to who she is, to be honest with you. She's really nice, really sweet. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Real ID that went into effect. And I want to talk about this because in my mind, and this is me with my conspiracy, okay? In my mind, I believe this is going to get us closer to voter ID. Now, many of us have talked about the fact that this was on President Trump's platform. And right now, currently, we do have control of the House and the Senate within the Republican Party. Now, would something like this pass? I don't know. We have a very slim majority in both the House and the Senate, and some of those members are in swing districts. They could go either way. And if they voted for something like voter ID, perhaps they would lose their seat. But I would look at this and I would say it's worth it. It's worth it. Even if you lost that seat, getting voter ID, in my view, would still be worth it, right? You would be taking one for the team. The team being all of America, okay? And for everybody in history that fought for our right to vote, right? Like, that's what you would be doing. I would think that you would love to do that. Again, at WCBM.com, our question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think Real ID will lead to voter ID? So far, many of you have decided to partake in the poll, and I appreciate you guys being on top of this. So far, 57% of you say yes. 43% of you say no, you don't believe it will lead to voter ID. Look, there's no wrong answer here. This is just our opinion on how we think things might go. But I would assume, because President Trump talked about it so much, that he would inch that direction. We shall see. But I wanted you to hear, this is Channel 11 with the story. I wanted you to hear what it was like at BWI yesterday as voter ID went into place.
Some passengers tell us that they were expecting long lines, plenty of long lines, and plenty of delays, but none of that happened. The deadline is here for air travelers. The Transportation Security Administration is now enforcing the Real ID law. Passengers must show their Real ID compliant state-issued driver's licenses or identification cards at TSA security checkpoints.
I've had it for over a year, as well as I have a passport, so I can travel with either. But yeah, I knew that it was coming, so I went ahead and took care of it.
At Baltimore Washington International Thurgood Marshall Airport, 11 News did see some TSA workers wearing T-shirts with this reminder: be Real ID ready. They checked to make sure a star appeared on the top of IDs. A passport is an acceptable alternative.
I think ID is important, and the translucency on the actual picture ID where you can't duplicate it, that's important. For that purpose, to make sure that you can't duplicate these IDs.
TSA tells 11 News in a statement, those who arrive at TSA airport checkpoints without an acceptable identification receive a warning that they presented a non-compliant ID and may be subject to additional screening. That could include getting directed to a separate area and receiving additional screening there.
I also worry about folks that, you know, might not know about, like, Real ID, who are, you know, might not know what they have to do to get it.
The TSA says 81% of all passengers already use their Real ID, and the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration tells 11 News the state reached 99% compliance back in March.
So I was really nervous that the airport was going to be very, very busy as a result of Real ID, and we left early to make sure that we had time. But, you know, we got here and everything is running smoothly. The people at the airport are awesome, and we've really just had an amazing experience today.
Now, both TSA and airport officials say that they've had no issues implementing Real ID. They say that things have been running smoothly throughout the day, and there have been no significant lines at any of the security checkpoints. Barry Sims, TV 11 News.
All right. So as you heard, there wasn't any major problems at BWI. And I didn't think there were going to be, because obviously here in the state of Maryland, we were told to get our Real ID. And I'm sorry, I apologize for saying voter ID before we played the clip. The Real ID years ago. And so many of us already have that ID. Don't forget, you can also use your passport to fly as well. But if you heard there, this is a piece that really stuck out to me. back in March, the public was 99% compliant with already having the real ID. 99%. 99% of Marylanders that traveled recently, as you know, and this number came out back in March, were already compliant. First and foremost, I think we should be celebrating that Black people are able to obtain an ID, right? A little round of applause. Yay! Yay! Not that I thought we had any issues with it. Being a Black woman, I never had any issue getting an ID. But, you know, Democrats like Kathy Hochul in New York and Kamala Harris, who says that we can't seem to find a photocopier. I still don't understand why I needed a photocopier in her mind to get an ID. But hey, whatever she wants to say is fine. We know that she usually spoke in word salad anyway. But I think it's a miracle because they're now admitting and showing that we have no issues getting an ID. None. 99% compliant in a blue state. 99% compliant in a state with a large Black population. We're able to obtain an ID since, you know, and this number came out in March. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. I also never thought that there was an issue. You know why? This is going to sound bad. People are going to say, oh, Kim's being racist, or here's Kim again. But when you're always, I don't know about always, but when you're searching through or scrolling through the internet, and you see a lot of these fight videos, right? You ever see the fight videos, like they're at like the Waffle House, stuff like that. And you see the fight videos, and I swear to you, almost every, I would say one out of 50 fight videos happens in an airport, right? It takes place in an airport. And a lot of times it's like at the Spirit Airlines counters, you know, and a lot of times there's one now recently that's gone viral with people at the Frontier counter. And there are people fighting constantly in the airport and many of them minorities. So I never thought that we had an issue. I was like, wait a minute. We see fights at the airport all the time. Clearly we have an ID. Clearly. You're not getting on the plane without it. But I do think that this could be this obvious step towards finally getting voter ID. And that's why I wanted to hear from you. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Also, the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think real ID will lead to voter ID? Now, I also say this because I think, okay, what other excuse could they have, right? 99% compliant in a state where you have a large minority population, 99% compliant before it even takes effect, where it's, you know, basically mandated, even though you still can fly with the passport, by the way. But that's a huge number, 99% compliant. What else could they hang their hat on at this point? Would they oppose voter ID? I don't think there is. I would think anybody could come forward and say, hey, look, here are some numbers. And I guarantee you it's more than just Maryland that's at 99% compliant. I guarantee you there are other states doing the same exact thing. So what can they really say that would put us in a position where, you know, we still would have to kick this can down the road? I think pass it already. Pass it. And look, it's enough time beforehand for the local board of elections for each state. I believe they have enough time to get anything done that they need to. I would say some of the Commonwealth states that have different election cycles, like we were talking yesterday to Ellis Dukart there in Pennsylvania, you know, they've got a primary coming up on May 20th. But other than that, I mean, there's maybe a handful of states that would have to quickly make some changes. But if we do this now, by the time we get to November 2026, I think everybody would have to have an actual ID to vote. If we do it now, I would be very lenient, to be honest with you, with the primaries. Say you've got primaries next year, April, May. You know, that sometimes goes all the way down to August, some of those primaries. That, you know, that's another thing. Why do we have some primaries so late? I wonder if they could change that at all. But if you ever notice, there are some states, their primaries won't be until like August. And then you've got, you know, the general election in November. I don't know how they have enough time to really make the adjustments. Oh, well, anyways, that's another conversation. But I think you could end up implementing that within a reasonable amount of time. Interesting enough, we got some more people weighing in here. Do you think the real ID will lead to voter ID? 57% yes, 43% no. I really am trying to think of any other way that would they would push that back. And I can't think of one. Now, who would have to actually, you know, carry the torch on this one? I think it would be great to see Congressman Andy Harris in a very blue state to carry this torch. I think if he came forward with this number as 99% compliant at BWI, I think that would be great for him to have on hand. I think if you had somebody in a state that soon will be a purple state, like New Jersey, if they came forward, I think that would be great. Look, we've got a lot of issues at airports, and a lot of those are stemming around the FAA and the antiquated systems that they've been working with. You guys probably heard all the delays they had at the New York airport this week. And they're just now getting more flights off the ground. And for me, that's one of the things that they should be paying attention to if we're truly talking about the airport. But, you know, with the voter ID scenario, looks like we have that under control. Looks like there won't be anybody that has a hard time. Now, along with this, you probably will have some blue states that will push back and they will say, okay, here in the state of Maryland, perhaps you don't have to have, you know, voter ID, even if they do that on a federal level. I would think they would also get some judges involved. We are very familiar now with the rogue judges that believe that they're actually legislators. I think that might happen. But if we're talking about passing it on the federal level, I think we could do it. I think we could get more states to sign on to it, even the blue states. But beyond that, I don't know what their excuse would be. And to all of those Republicans that were worried that this is Big Brother, again, I understand your worry. But if this leads to voter ID, are you still very worried? I don't think so. I got Ray in Pasadena. Ray, what are your thoughts here on voter or the real ID and voter ID?
Yes. I don't know if you can hear me, but yep. I don't understand how you can get 99% people having a voter ID, considering that Maryland has had a driver's license available to illegal aliens for since Martin O'Malley put it in. So, and we have a large illegal alien population. So I don't understand how that can be.
Yeah. So the real ID, 99% compliant at BWI, I thought that was interesting. But when it comes to the illegal immigrants and able to obtain an ID, that is definitely an issue. But I would be one to say that they should not be able to obtain the real ID. I think there should be an ID for illegal immigrants. I don't know if that's something that we could do. Okay, did he hang up? All right. Well, Ray, thank you so much for calling in. Look, illegal immigrants, obviously not supposed to be here in the first place, but I don't know why or how they would be able to qualify for the real ID. And that was another issue that we talked about because I asked on X, I don't know if you guys recall this, but Secretary Kristi Noem, when she put out the post saying it had to be done by May 7th, I asked, does this mean finally we won't have illegal immigrants on flights going from Mission, Texas to whether it's New York, Georgia, or Maryland as, you know, Democrats and their organizations try to hide a lot of these illegal immigrants? And it turned out that that was not included in this whole get your real ID to fly scenario. Remember, now those illegal immigrants can still use, number one, a passport, and number two, they're still allowing them to fly with, you know, the illegal immigrant documentation. That was concerning. But then again, when you look at that, if they've got documentation, that means that we're not doing what? We're not offering them real IDs. And if we're not offering them real IDs, then hopefully that means that we're going to push for voter ID and you can only vote with the real ID. See, that's the thing. It's like you're trying to, and I know this is almost like mental gymnastics at this point, but how else do you get this thing through other than as smoothly as possible? Not sure. Not sure. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We come back. I do want to mention some of the questions that I have for the OIG of Baltimore City, Isabel Cumming. She's going to be joining us here at the top of the hour. Also later in the show, we're going to talk about the FBI Baltimore field office And the fact that they're cracking down on many child predators, along with the FBI Director Kash Patel and even the AG Pam Bondi. Looks like they've been taking this very seriously since Trump has been in office. And it looks as though the FBI Baltimore field office has been doing this for quite some time and have been very successful. Now, another question, and we'll have this after we speak to the OIG, but another question I have is, how big is this sex trafficking ring, right? And a lot of this involves minors, because there are a lot of pieces here of the puzzle that are fitting together. And it's a bit shocking, some of the people that they are arresting for having possession of child porn. I know it's a lot of people used to say, oh, Pizzagate, it's a conspiracy, it's not real, da 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 da. There's obviously something going on, and we will talk about that as well.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The amount of lawsuits, this is where the Democratic resistance is getting worse and worse daily. You got all these activists, legal groups, elected officials, local jurisdictions now. We now have the full number. It was on Fox News Digital. More than 150 lawsuits against the Trump administration since January 20th in response to more than 90 executive orders, as well as executive proclamations and memos. And the president has long been a legal target, which hit a fever pitch during the 2024 election cycle when Trump faced four criminal indictments. All of this is designed to stop and usurp the constitutional authority of a president.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless. That comes with a lot of fine print. Plus, 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 plus. Oh, in other words, you pay more, more, more. At the end of the day, you paid for that, quote, free phone three times over. There is a better way. Pure Talk, my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, my sponsor, my wireless company, has a much better offer. A free phone with a qualifying plan for just $35 a month, and you get a brand new Samsung Galaxy A26. Just make the switch to Pure Talk for $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot and roaming, all on America's most dependable 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, #250, keyword save now. Get your free Samsung Galaxy with a qualifying plan when you switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker, inviting you to a night of crabs, claws, and a whole lot of laughs at my expense. Join us for WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, great folks, and a no-holds-barred roast, where Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and the rest of the crew are lining up to take their best shots at you. Yours truly. I'm the main course, and trust me, they're bringing the heat.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Very close to Isabel coming, joining the show here at the top of the hour. She is the OIG in Baltimore City, and I'm sure she has quite the workload. So the fact that she's making time to come in studio to talk to us is huge. I got a text here because we were talking about the real ID before the break. Anthony says, illegal immigrants should not have a driver's license or an ID. When they show up to get one, they should be arrested on the spot. Look, Anthony, I'm right there with you. You know how I feel about this. If you guys haven't noticed by now, the illegal immigration situation for me is a non-starter. If you're here illegally, if you're overstaying your visa, you crossed our borders illegally, what have you, you got to go. You got to go. And it's so funny because when I hear everybody shouting about due process and we should follow the Constitution and everybody has a right to this or that, get out of here. Get the heck out of here. I don't subscribe to that. I really don't. There is no other country in the world where you could come in, overstay your visa, or just come across the border and be a gotaway, and then expect to have some kind of, you know, fanfare as you leave. It's like, there's no due process here. When they say that, and here's another thing about this, you guys know it already. A lot of people are making a lot of money off of this illegal immigration situation, okay? So here you want to give these illegal immigrants due process. So what does that mean? Those immigration judges, they're making money. Those that are fighting this are making money. Those helping that illegal immigrant, those nonprofit organizations, they're going to apply for grants based on the people that they helped during that situation. The immigration judges are making money. There's so much going on here. Okay, get them out of here. I don't want to self-deport. I said this the other day. I don't want to give them any money. Goodbye. You're not supposed to be here. Go home. But along those lines, Anthony, I just want to read to you because the New York Post had the story. A Georgia college student faces deportation after running a red light. Police discover her entire family is living illegally in the U.S. and have been for years. Turns out that Georgia college student, apparently, yes, she ran the red light, but she didn't even have a driver's license. She's just driving along like it's nothing. Meanwhile, if you look at the pictures they post, again, this is in the New York Post, she's like some kind of social media influencer on top of it. Like she she does like all of these, brand content being sponsored by different clothing stores and stuff. Crazy, right? I guess they don't require ID for that one if you're a content creator. But yeah, so her whole family's been here illegally for quite some time. And guess what? Now under Trump's administration, they say you got to go. You're leaving. Not just you, college student, your whole family. You're all going. But under the Biden administration, you can pull over a Kilmar Armando, a Brago Garcia. You can pull him over. He doesn't have a driver's license. He has a bunch of illegals in the car, doesn't have insurance, not his car, going from Texas to Maryland, and they just let him go. See, this is the difference between the Biden administration and the Trump administration. And I love what the Trump administration is doing. I'm not here for these games. Okay, you had more enough time to try to receive citizenship, and you decided not to. All right, coming up next, Isabel Cumming, the OIG in Baltimore City.
Pay attention, Maryland business owners. Did you?